KuCoin Pay launches a gift card for bulk USDT and USDC payouts. KuCoin Pay has launched KuCoin Gift Card, a business product for sending stablecoins like USDT and USDC in bulk. The company announced it on August 21, 2026, positioning the card as a way for companies to distribute dollar pegged tokens globally through bulk issuance and API integration. The stated use cases are customer rewards, employee incentives, and loyalty programs. Instead of wiring fiat to hundreds of recipients across borders, a business can mint and hand out redeemable stablecoin gift cards. That is a distribution tool, not a consumer spending card, and it sits inside KuCoin Pay, the exchange's payments arm that also runs the consumer KuCard Visa debit card. A payout rail, not a card in your wallet. The product name invites confusion with retail crypto cards, so the distinction matters for readers comparing options. KuCoin Gift Card is a business-to-business disbursement product. The buyer is a company. The recipient gets USDT or USDC value they can claim. It competes with fiat gift card platforms and payroll tools, not with the crypto debit card spend node tracks for day-to-day spending. The mechanics KuCoin named are the useful part. Bulk issuance means a company can generate many cards at once rather than one at a time. API integration means the whole flow can be wired into an existing rewards or HR system, so a loyalty platform could trigger a stablecoin payout automatically when a customer hits a threshold. Both USDT and USDC are supported, giving recipients a dollar stable balance rather than a volatile token. KuCoin Pay's stablecoin rails reach into corporate payouts. KuCoin Pay has been building rails around stablecoin movement, and this extends that reach from consumer checkout into corporate payouts. For a business paying contractors or rewarding users in regions where banking is slow or expensive, a stablecoin gift card settles in minutes and travels anywhere the recipient can claim it. There are practical limits KuCoin did not spell out in the launch post. The announcement named no fees, no country restrictions, no minimum order size, and no detail on how recipients redeem or off-ramp the value. Redemption friction is the usual weak point for products like this. A stablecoin balance is only as useful as the recipient's ability to convert or spend it. Anyone evaluating the card for real payouts should confirm those terms directly with KuCoin before committing volume. Reading for cardholders. For most individual cardholders, this launch changes nothing about how they spend. It is aimed at businesses, and the consumer KuCard is unaffected. The signal worth noting is directional. Stablecoin disbursement is moving from a niche crypto-native trick into packaged corporate tooling, and card issuers are the ones building it. Stablecoin card top-ups already crossed the $1 billion mark in a single month, and products like this widen the on-ramp from the payout side. If your employer or a rewards program starts sending value as a stablecoin gift card, treat it like any other crypto balance. Check the redemption path, the supported chains, and any conversion spread before assuming the face value is what you keep.